When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You all situated over there?
I got my Chewy Gomez headphones.
Chewy Gomez.
I love them. Local Bay Area.
Yep. So basically, so Jerry Jones gets inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, as he should, in my opinion. I can't stand the Cowboys. I can't stand him.
He finally got a good quarterback.
No, that Aikman
healthy.
That Aikman guy wasn't bad.
He's
You know, the funny, his first year as an owner, the Cowboys went 1-15. Their only game was a win was against the Redskins, and the starting quarterback was Steve Walsh from Miami, the other guy he drafted. In that game, Walsh went 1-30, or 10-30 in the game.
Nice.
But here's the part. Oh, by the way, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM. I forgot, 2 or 3, 93, something like that. That wasn't the first team he tried to buy. He tried to buy the San Diego Chargers at first. He was a freshman.
From Gene Klein?
This was back in the 70s when Allworth was still there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was on the freshman team when Allworth was a junior in Arkansas, and they became friends, and he loved, worshipped Lance Allworth, as he should. Bambi was one of the best ever. And he tried to buy, I guess it didn't fall through, so he ended up buying the Cowboys. Much in the same vein as George Steinbrenner. You know, the Yankees weren't his first choice. And you know, people didn't forget, Steinbrenner only put up like $500,000. And you know, through a little bit of maneuvering here and there, became the primary owner, which means he just owned 50.1%, which means you can help. He tried to buy the Cleveland Indians, which is where he's from. And the Indians owner group, and I don't remember who it was at the time, they wouldn't sell to him.
Unbelievable.
Think about how things would have been different had Jerry Jones bought the San Diego Chargers and had George Steinbrenner. And Gabe Paul was the GM of the Cleveland at the time, and he took him, brought him with the, and had Steinbrenner actually been able to buy the Tribe. Think about how things would have changed. I think we're talking to 47, the great Leonard Silverman, coming up next, talk a little hoops with him.
He's so crazy.
No, his mother had him tested.
Okay.
1-800-878-7529, that's the number here, a little Can Heat, the little boogie action from 69 in the background. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'll tell you what, I have a very queasy feeling in my stomach right now because I'm at, 1,500 feet. And up here at 1,500 feet or in that area, there is somebody out there in a tightrope walk between the two towers of the World Trade Center right at the tippy top.
Neil Bush from WCBS Radio on Wednesday, August 7th, 1974. Now, you're thinking to yourself, why the hell did you play that and what was that? Now, this is Sports Overnight America. Love this song. Sirius and XM channel, I don't know if we're on 93 or 203. It doesn't matter. If you're listening, you know.
Yeah.
Sly and the Family Stone, hell yeah. Sylvester Stewart. Last heard living in a van under the Hollywood Freeway. LA Freeway. Anyway, I used to be, as you know, I used to be an airborne reporter for WCBS Radio and CBS News in New York. And I used to see a lot of weird stuff up there, especially when we were bored. And we just fly around with telescope binoculars and look at people's apartments.
Yep.
I would love to have seen the look on Neil Bush's face. That was around 7:15 that morning of August 7th, 1974. He's 1,500 feet in the air, which was how high you had to be over when you were over the city. You had to be 1,000 feet when you're over the Hudson River, 500 feet. Anyway, that was Philippe Petit, who his buddy snuck in the night before, spent all night rigging a very poorly laid wire. Did a 45-minute funambulism wire walking routine, back and forth, lying down, bowing, jumping up and down, dancing on a tightrope a quarter of a mile in the air with no safety line, Mr. Walenda.
Was it a bow and arrow that got it?
How they got this thing recovered. First off, keep in mind.
I didn't mean to give it away.
Great story. That's all right. No, that's fine. And we're going to get to 47 here in a second. The great Leonard Silverman. But keep in mind, he was barely 17 years old. He's sitting in a dentist's office in Paris, where he's from. And he opens up a magazine. And he sees this story about how these buildings are going to be built. They have not been built yet. He doesn't know how to tightrope walk yet. He sees this and comes up with the idea of once they're built, string a wire between the two and tightrope walking on it. So he spends the next 6-7 years perfecting his high wire routine. He did the Sydney Bridge. He did the Notre Dame in Paris. And then I believe it was in January of 1974, he went to New York City for the first time. And disguising him, he and his buddies, disguising himself. He had an inside guy. He got this insurance adjuster. Posing as construction workers, as reporters, as delivery people to get up there and figure out how they were going to do this. It took them 8 months. So when the night had happened, they got a bow and arrow, which he thought was a silly. It was 200 feet from the center of building to center of building, 130 feet from bow and arrow, fishing line, heavier line, string, rope, until you got it thick enough where you can pull across a nearly 1,000-pound cable, almost 200 feet worth across. Now, when you see a tightrope walker, or a funambulist, you notice from the tightrope line, you'll see these wires going down to the ground. Those are called cavalettis, guy lines. And what they are is they secure to the ground so the wire doesn't swing back and forth. It secures it so it's steady.
Like that suspension bridge.
In
one in Switzerland they just
built.
It
keeps the wire. It wobbles back and forth and it becomes what's called a slack line. Also keep in mind, without a guy line, the wire has a tendency to torque, twist, like if you're turning a knob on a rheostat.
You could take out a whole bridge with that.
Right. Now,
what's
obviously, you cannot drop a guy. Where are you going to get a quarter? You have to get four lines. Where are you going to get a mile's worth of cable? And by the way, they're not going to let you. They snuck in to do this. It was illegal. Even if they allowed you to do it, so they did what's called an asymmetric cavaletti, where they best they could, they secured it to the other side of the. And this thing was wobbly and it was slack. It was drizzly. It was windy. And for 45 minutes, this guy went out there. And he just—I mean, you have to understand the world. Guy Cizzoli, who was the president of the World Trade Center Association, it wasn't until the buildings came down. That building was an abomination. They had like 10 or 12 million square feet of room. Nobody was renting from it. And this guy, he humanized it. And Pete Hamill, from—I believe he was from the New York Times at the time—he had the best. I mean, Pete Hamill said the best thing about it. And this is Pete Hamill talking about how he pulled. This is courtesy of PBS. And the American experience. But listen to what Pete Hamill, the writer, said.
Philippe Petit was the first person to humanize these things. You know, he put a human mark on them. He said, I don't care about your architect and your plans for world trade. I'm going to walk this thing. And there he did, doing this amazing feat in which the whole city applauded. Because, first of all, it took guts and skill. But also it took these two buildings and he conquered them in some astonishing way that had the whole town cheering. But it was astonishing.
And a little postscript to this, Philippe Petit was arrested and charged with numerous misdemeanors, performing without a license, trespassing, disorderly conduct, refusing to obey the officers of the instructions of police officers. Get the hell off that wire. Of course, none of them are going to go out there and get him.
That sounds like a typical show for us.
And thankfully, because of Guy Cizzoli, who interceded with the judge, he was given basically all charges were dropped, but he was sentenced to performing in front of children at Central Park.
Oh, nice.
And he was given, he became an instant folk hero. Instant, obviously.
Oh, you're doing it
obviously.
In front of
the kids. This is where it gets really interesting. Yeah. He was given a lifetime pass to the observation deck by the Port Authority. And he signed right where the initial beam was, where he tied it. I actually saw it when I was a kid, first time, where he signed it, Philippe Petit. Here's where it gets, I don't want to say trippy. But what were you just saying about the, I forgot what you were just saying. But the next day.
All his charges.
The next day, of course, the front page of the New York Times, the Daily News, the Post, the Boston Globe. I mean, they have this picture of Philippe Petit lying on his back, just lackadaisically with a leg hanging over. On the middle of this wire, a quarter of a mile in the air, and wasn't until two-thirds of the way down the page in the right-hand side, Nixon expected to resign today.
There you go.
1-800-878-7529. Wow. That is the phone number. Boys and girls, this gentleman joining us now is a roller derby legend, most notably with the Yale Bay T-Bergs. That's not what we have him on. We have him on basically because he's a nice guy and he knows more basketball than I'll ever know. He was the Chicken Man. He was 47. He is Leonard Silverman. He joins us here on Sports Overnight. Hey, 47, let me ask you a question.
Okay? Yeah, go ahead.
And I've said this before, and I mean this in all sincerity. Of all of man's accomplishments, walking on the moon, scaling Everest, dropping acid in the hot tub with the Olsen twins, I would give anything. If God came, if there is, there's no God. But let's just say God came and said, listen, you can do anything you wanted to once in life, any historic, but you're going to die next week in your sleep. If I could go and know what it was like after dreaming for 6 or 7 years and knowing what it was like to take that first step off of that building, quarter of a mile in the air, I swear to you, if God said you can do that whole experience, but you're going to die in your sleep next week, where do I sign? Let me ask you something, okay? There's something like, when you hear somebody like, he was crazy. No, crazy people can't do that.
All right. Training and
That's just somebody who is very highly skilled. Also, this is a man who said if he never got a chance to do it and got caught, life would have not been worth living. Because, it was called the artistic crime of the century, and that's what it was. But let me ask you something, 47. Of all of man's endeavors, and being serious, walking on the moon, Admiral Byrd, Hillary with Everest, pick your poison. What one, if they said, I'm not saying you're going to die next week, but what one would you, what are we talking about here? Which one would you sell your soul to be able to do?
I would just probably try to jump off Niagara Bridge or something like that. Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls like in a barrel. Yeah, okay. Now, the first person to do that was a grandmother, and she did it in a regular barrel. Now, I've been there, and I've seen some of the barrels in their museum. People have died doing that, but that's something where you can either live or die. There's no guarantee you're going to live. That's one of those ones you have to pick a person who lived. But going over a barrel in the fall, that's a good one. How about you, Cabby?
I don't know. Everything I do is related to driving. So,
well, for example, would you like to do that? Was that guy who drove?
High speed
who
pursuit?
Was that? No. How about that guy who drove at the Utah Salt Flats? He got up to like seven, almost to the speed of sound.
Yeah, I'm not into race car driving, but cross country would be kind of fun or something. Maybe illegally have a race to New York from here,
like Cannonball Run.
Right, and if you get busted, you get busted.
Okay,
you lose your license, put you in jail. Call my pappy to post my mail.
No, pick something that's been done.
That's like that.
Yeah. Like we said about the World Trade Center, about Joe Kittinger jumping from 100,000 feet.
Do you know this is a weird one? Because
I'm expecting normal from you.
I always wanted to be like, in San Diego, you have these tuna boats. And you go out in a helicopter and look for fish in a helicopter.
No, that's
but it's not dangerous, right?
No, that's not, one of man's and going to the moon. I mean, I'm talking about one of man's great endeavors. You know what I'm saying? Magellan circumnavigating the globe, or what I'm talking about, something like that.
The shuttle. I like that. I always, anytime I can, it's coming over. I go try to see
it. First man in space. Something like that. Well, 47. Why is it so difficult for him to understand this question?
I got it. But I just can't.
I don't know. You're both. He's talking circles, and I'm just trying to explain to you. I've been to Niagara Falls and everything. And yeah. I've always wanted to jump off that and see what happened. I watched that movie. That Marilyn Monroe, Joseph Cotten movie. I remember Joseph Cotten is ready to jump in that boat, and he did.
By the way, you do know only about a third of the water coming into the falls actually goes over. The rest of it is basically dammed up. That's only a third of the water. There was a great guy called the Great Blondin. He used to do tight ropes between the thing. He actually would ride a bicycle on a tightrope. He carried his mother on a wheelbarrow, sat and cooked dinner in the middle of a tightrope. Look him up sometime.
No, the one I wanted, this is no BS, because today they had a bunch of Navy SEALs do it, and I'd love to swim the San Francisco Bay. I would love to do the escape from Alcatraz.
But a lot of people have done that.
Yeah, but I'm 57, and I'm a pretty good swimmer. I mean, I can swim out to sea and everything.
Please do.
Don't come back.
Please do.
If I do finally do it, that's how I'm doing. I'm just going to swim out, never come back.
Okay.
Whale bait.
Yeah. No. You're not. you're chum. That's what you are. 47. Let's talk a little basketball here. God Almighty. See what I have to deal with. Why all of a sudden is the summer league such a big deal? I mean, I know there are people who have been kind of addicted to it for the last couple of years, but lately now it seemed like now people are making a bigger deal out of it than I think they should. I mean, how important is the summer league?
I think it's very important because you're showcasing your best players. There's a great fan base in Las Vegas or Utah or Orlando. I mean, you're using a lot of free agent players. I mean, this is a forerunner for the upcoming season. I mean, I find it great pains to watch players like Lonzo Ball or Jason Tatum play for the Celtics and Lakers. They had a sellout crowd in Las Vegas for that. It was like the Lakers and the Celtics all over again from the 80s or 90s.
Do you know what's going to happen this year? It's not going to be anything like that when the Celtics and Lakers get together. The Celtics are going to maul them.
You don't know that for sure.
Yes, I do. I'm not a Lakers fan,
but you don't know that. I mean, the Lakers did improve quite considerably this year getting...
Well, they couldn't get worse.
No, they got Lopez for two stiffs. That's a pretty good trade. And Lonzo Ball, and they had... I mean, I think they're going to start winning. Magic Johnson, who's a genius, in my opinion, he's going to get that team going.
Didn't you ever see his talk show?
I've seen him. I mean, I've met
him. Let me ask you before you say here's the problem. No matter how good... Okay, let's just say the Lakers are heading in the right direction. Let's just say for the sake of argument that they are. Okay? They're still minimum 2 years from getting to the postseason, and it's going to be 5 years before they're even sniffing the quality of the Warriors. You're looking at 5 years here before they even get to a Western Conference final, in my opinion.
And they have to hope for the Warriors to be coming down.
They have to hope for a plane crash is what they have to root for.
It'll happen. So will the Celtics. I envision a Celtic-Laker championship caliber playoffs in the coming years, maybe 2 or 3 years. It'll happen. The NBA wants that.
I got news. It's going to be 2020 before the Warriors are not in the finals. I'm guaranteeing that.
No, and one thing, though, I agree with you because you said it last year, Jerry, and 47 saying now is Boston Celtics
two
are.
2 or 3 years it's going to happen. Believe me, it will.
The Celtics are the team right now building for the future of the East. And it's, you know, it's Cleveland right now with LeBron James, but Boston is almost finished high up in the playoffs, also get a bunch of draft picks. The one thing is, when you're a playoff team, you should not be getting these high draft picks. So the only three.
No. The Celtics traded for them.
No. I understand. I'm just saying. If you're like, remember the Lakers with Kermit Washington, they got his first round pick.
And Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, my point is this: the Celtics. it's not like they got these. Danny Ainge was smart.
Yeah. He's setting it up.
He got other people's draft picks. It's not like the league is saying, oh, you won 55 games. Here, have a first round number one. No, it's not like that.
Now,
it's,
let's say Cleveland falls off a little bit. Who's number one now?
Boston or Washington. I still think Washington. And don't forget, Toronto's still a good team.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Toronto's very good. I mean, they didn't make an impact in the playoffs last year because they had injured players. Kyle Lowry, one of the best point guards in the league, was kind of injured. He didn't really play that much in the playoffs at all. I mean, if he's healthy, then you look out for Toronto. That's who Boston has to beat before they can even talk about Cleveland.
What are you talking about? They did it last year, and they got to they lost to Cleveland.
Yeah, but Toronto was injured most of the year. To me, the Celtics have to beat Toronto first in that division before they can go to the NBA Finals against probably the Warriors more than likely. Lakers are still coming up. I'm not saying they're going to be there next year. Yeah, look out for the Spurs. Look out for Minnesota. Look what they've done so far.
All they need to do is sign George Mikan, and they're good to go.
Hey, 47. Just so you know, we got the Warriors till 2025.
I think 2020, legitimately. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, you got to also another factor here about the Warriors that Kevin Durant has only signed for 2 years. He may go back to Oklahoma.
No, he took, and I love this, $26.5 million a year. He took a pay cut. He loves it here. And don't forget, in less than 2 years, they're not going to be in Oakland any longer. They're going to be in a much more, nothing against the people of Oakland, but a much more attractive city in San Francisco.
It will be, but that's besides the point. All I'm saying here is that Durant knows that Paul George and the best player in the league, Russell Westbrook, is playing in Oklahoma. I mean, if you put those three guys together, Paul George, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook.
They're still not as good as Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Klay and Steph Curry.
They wanted to trade Klay Thompson. What are you talking about?
I got news for you. They haven't.
Paul George.
The Warriors right now, though, are going to have the best pick of future free agents in the next 5 to 7 years. There's plenty of guys that be convinced that's the way to go. That's going to be the part that stinks for the rest of the league.
Well, that's relative stinks. I like that. That's good.
I'm hearing also the Lakers may just get that boat. Paul George, I mean...
Here's the other thing you got to remember. There's a salary cap. They can't sign everybody.
No, they can't, but there's a way to do that.
No, not anymore. There's not. They make sure they're not. When the Lakers tried to do it with Malone and Payton, and that didn't work out. And there's a salary cap, and they have to adhere to it. 47, we got about 40 seconds left. Major League Baseball right now, I mean, based on records, you think it's a Houston Dodger World Series. I don't think it's going to be. Give me your A&L and AL and championship series. Four teams.
I say it's Houston and Washington. I like Washington over the Dodgers because I think they have better hitters. If you get a healthy Strasburg and Matt Scherzer, look out Dodgers. Right now the Dodgers got Kershaw out with an injury.
Yeah, but they got Hu Darvish, and I got news here right now. Here's how I'm looking at you. Ready? All right, I'm saying it right now. Cubs, Red Sox. I hate to say because I won in Washington.
Anybody but the Dodgers.
I wouldn't deny that.
Hey, 47, we got a boogie, my friend.
Yeah, I want to say hello to my friends in New York, Teeter and her family. God bless you.
Teeter?
My family friends in New York, Teeter.
Don't lie. You don't have any friends.
I think he has a girlfriend.
Kissing. Hey, 47, thank you, my friend. The great Leonard Silverman, the roller derby legend. He's forgotten more basketball than I'll ever know.
I forgot already what he said just now.
Because you're an idiot. Thank him for joining us here on Sports Overnight America. An update next. 1-800-878-7529. Or thanks to the great 47.
The The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Talk it out, man.
Pop. 33 minutes past the hour, if you're one of those half-full types, 27 minutes before the hour. Of course, I see a glass half-empty, half-full. I say to myself, yay, more room for vodka.
But what if it is vodka?
It's Update. Good point. West Update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the big leagues right now, straight through the minors, youth league. What are you doing over there? You're going through stuff. I was just curious.
My nose exercises.
Your nose exercise? Okay.
I fluctuate.
Wait, hold on, people. We'll get to the update. What do you mean your nose exercises?
Well, I do for the radio program, obviously. I want to be professional. And so, like, I do my nose exercises.
I've never known a human being who actually, when I look at their nose, I think proboscis. I usually say, it's a nose.
I've been told I have the Alan Alden nose.
Not even close.
No, it used to be when I was in the Navy.
Not even close. Yeah. You're more of a W.C. Field nose.
I've been in a few shindigs, for lack of a better term.
I mean, really, yeah. You're talking about gin blossoms.
I've had to reset a few times.
I'm sure. Some days brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device used in the big leagues right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
BASEBALL.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Some sad news out of Major League Baseball. Darren Dalton, who last played with the Marlins in 97, of course, a member of that Phillies team back in the mid-90s, passed away of brain cancer. He's had it for a while. He was 55. I dated a girl who loved Dutch Dalton. Our condolences, even though he's
absolutely
a Philly. Also, you know, if we'll get to scores in a second. Okay, now it's official. After I tell you this, if you tell me that Colin Kaepernick isn't being blacklisted, then you're out. Nervous. So the Dolphins signed Jay Cutler. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I will.
Guess who they're getting ready to thinking about adding to their roster. It's somebody who doesn't even want to play football any longer. It's Tim Tebow. They're actually talking to he's playing minor league baseball. They're not even talking to Colin Kaepernick. So if you tell me there's not some kind of...
I thought the Ravens were getting...
Put that aside.
Okay.
Okay? He's not under contract, right? Really?
Major
League Baseball, the Evil Empire, 8-1 over the Tribe. Elsewhere in the junior circuit, that's the American League. My beloved Red Sox still 3 up in the AL East after a 6-3 win over the Pale Hose. Baltimore, out in Camden Yards there. Utah Street and Ballmer, huh?
Creeping back in. 12.
Actually, no. Wait till I tell you the wild card standings. You won't believe this. Who do you think's in the...
I saw it. I already know.
Okay, 12-3 over the Tigre Adetois. Twinkies, 6-5 over Tejas. Elsewhere in the American League, Houston, 7-6 over Toronto. Kansas City and Seattle went at it in a game played for reasons we'll never understand. 8-7 Seattle over the Royals.
Only now, game bad half back.
Real pitcher's duel down in L.A., or Anaheim. Yep. Oakland, 11-10 over the Halos. That was a game played despite the best interest of society as a whole. National League Dodgers, 8-0 over the Metropolitans. San Francisco wins a game, 6-3 over Arizona. Still only 36 games out of first place there for the Giants. Phillies, 3-2 over Colorado. Washington, 9-4 over the Cubby Bears. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Miami, 4-1 over Atlanta. And Pittsburgh in 12 innings, 5-4 over San Diego. Early play, Tampa 2-1 over Milwaukee. Back to the National League, St. Louis 13-4 over Cincinnati. Dun, dun. I think that's it. Yeah. We're going to talk about this Tebow thing. We're also going to talk, if you didn't hear about this, masked quote-unquote hooligans who attacked the police at a soccer match.
What city?
Poughkeepsie. It was over in Europe, obviously. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, we are going to... we'll make it as we
muddle
go.
On.
Yeah, something
muddle
like
through.
1-800-878-7529. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bet. Go to phbet.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
Get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bet. Sports right in America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And now here's a feature you're sure to like.
Nobody does it.
Than I do.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Nobody's better to people with disabilities than me.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS.
Honest to God. Seriously, man. What, this cat...
Better than me.
Nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
The sale of the uranium that nobody knows what
he
it means.
He thinks uranium is a prostate
I know what
thing.
It means.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Nobody knows the game better than I do.
In the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better
you
than
know
me.
The
nobody
BS.
Knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
For
nobody
evading
knows
them.
More about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system better than me.
Because you've used it to save your savior candy ass. Honest to God. I mean, where does it end with him?
That's our fearless leader you're talking about.
Don't get me started. It is Sports Overnight America.
You're already sweating and frothing up.
Honest to God. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio. I just had to cut that off. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio, Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM. I don't know if we're on 203 or 93. I don't care at this point.
Wow. It was a tribute, right?
Yeah, about well, more okay. or less. Yeah.
We love the guy.
We're going to get back to the story. We'll get back to the Colin Kaepernick thing here a little bit later because it's disgusting what's going on.
Love me, love my hair.
No, I'm being serious, man.
No, of course you are. I'm just lightening the mood.
No, that's fine. That's just cool.
But you're right. It's kind of rough. But so you tell me about the Ravens. I thought he was.
They still haven't signed anybody yet. They're not required to. But you know, he can talk to anybody. He's just in camp. He's not being paid. Wait a minute. Miami wants to sign later. He can
you're
do that.
A Ravens fan, wouldn't you love having?
Yes, I would. I think it would be the only problem. And with Baltimore is a very liberal town, with two exceptions, and that is the Druid Hill area, Dundalk, and Towson. But you get into the city like where I live in Mount Vernon, Federal Hill, Fells Point, Sewebo, places like that. They'd love them. But we're gonna get to that.
Yes.
Because this is good. Well, maybe not good. That's the word I'm looking for here, but it's something to talk about and kill a segment, which is basically what we aim to do.
We just did.
By the way, and you know, Kurt Warner going into the Hall of Fame. You want to talk about a great story?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, this was a guy who was stocking grocery stores. And by the way, what kind of education do you get at Iowa or Northern Iowa, where like all you can get is anyway? Let's see. But with the Iowa Barnstormers with those great helmets with the goggles on top. And Trent Green doesn't go down. I mean, think about that. Trent Green doesn't get blow out his knee in a preseason game in '99. Who's Kurt Warner? Who's Kurt Warner? Think about that for a second. Or if he, you know, Townsend and I were talking one time. If the Patriots had lost the tuck rule game. You don't understand.
You know how much I lost.
No, but Drew Bledsoe, I don't care. Drew Bledsoe had just signed a multi-year, multi-bazillion-dollar contract with Bob Kraft and the Patriots, and Kraft loved him. People didn't think Kraft actually threw a touchdown pass in that Kraft, but Bledsoe did in the AFC title game. But I mean, if the tuck rule game, if Brady loses that, Bledsoe's your starting quarterback next year, and Tom Brady somewhere else. Trust me. With Bob Kraft was paying him, oh yeah, he would have been. But anyway, check this out. In Copenhagen, which is, by the way, congratulations once again, the United Nations have named Norway as your happiest country. Copenhagen, the derby between FC Copenhagen and Brøndby, whoever that is, took place on Sunday in Denmark, obviously. It wasn't what happened on the field so much, and we were all really stoked about what it was.
Yes.
In the stands after the stadium, check this out what happened, okay? Okay, after a stadium usher was attacked by a Copenhagen fan, the riot police got involved, and the violence... It's just unbelievable. I'm looking at this right now, okay? People started putting on masks and attacking the police. I'm watching the video of this right now, and this is utterly amazing. Boy, they take their soccer seriously. Football. And this is Copenhagen. Copenhagen is a laid-back country, or dumb than Denmark is.
You would think.
I've been there. It is. I mean, to me, it was laid back.
No, but sports fans, you know, they can. It's easy
but
to
this
rile
ridiculous.
Them up.
I mean, I was. I mean, I remember last week I was telling you on the 27th of July was the 42nd anniversary of my arguably the best day I ever had. My father was a doubleheader at Shea Stadium when Yankee was being renovated. When the Yankees and Red Sox got together, Bill Verdon was the manager of the Yankees at the time, and Bill Lee beat Catfish Hunter 1-0 in Game One. Red Sox scored in the top of the ninth on an RBI double by Rick Miller of all people.
Defensive than.
We have long game, 270. But he's a good ball player. But
no, but
in the second game, Roger Maret, who finished the season 16-2, by the way, beat Tibby Martinez and then Dick Tidrow. And, of course, the mop-up was done by a very young Ron Guidry, but 6-0. But in about the third or fourth inning of the second game, I was sitting with my dad and a bunch of his buddies, maybe about 25 rows up from the third base dugout. Real good season. About 10 rows in front of us, a brawl. I mean, when I say a brawl breaks out, they stopped the game. All the players in the team all gathered right around the Red Sox dugout, Yankees dugout by third base. They all came out and it was like that scene from Slapshot where they all go into stands and the one guy says, "Do you want to get involved in this?" Just a thought. I mean, it was like this thing went on for 20 minutes. The police, riot police were brought in. And we're not talking two or three people. We're talking about 15 or 20. I mean, I never saw anything like that in my life. By the way, Bill called me. He was pissed off. He lined out to Willie Upshaw to end the ball game against El Duque was pitching. It was a softball game up in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I was about 10 rows in front of a pipe fight. I mean, these guys got Candlestick and Rams and Niners.
A Candlestick, it's part of the plumbing. No, but I'm saying this was the kind of thing you saw during the blackout in 77. And my father, who normally is like, you know, grow up, my father, I'll never forget this, he actually put his hand in front of me, kind of like did the move, and kind of like pushed me like, oh, go up yeah.
Get away.
Next time we have Bill on the air, this was, and that was, excuse the term, that was a bitch fight compared to this. This is unbelievable. So to my friends in Copenhagen, all two of you.
Please restrain yourself.
Cut the crap.
It's only a game.
No. It's soccer. I guess.
Oh, that's right.
FC Copenhagen and Brøndby game was a big rivalry. What do I know? I mean, seriously, what do I know? Oh, by the way, now I'll wait till later to talk about that.
It's crazy, like a misplaced fix.
Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Thank you.
Absolutely no sense.
Well, you go crazy because you can't find it.
No.
I don't have to explain.
I'm not crazy. My mom had me tested.
No, I meant the situation was crazy. We're cool.
No, I might be. We don't know about you.
Right. You could be cool in a morgue.
Okay, here we go. By the way, the Dolphins actually, it has nothing to do with Kaepernick.
Jay Cutler.
Shut up. Your mouth and let me talk. Please.
I ruined the surprise.
No. We already said the Cutler was signed. He was their third choice. Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow both said thanks, but no thanks. Cutler was. Think about Cutler. This guy with an ego. I mean, this guy's ego's up there with Peter Cetera's, unjustifiably. Come on, now the computer's jumping all over. But yeah, Cutler's going to be getting $10 million. Think about that.
One time, yep.
Think about that.
He retired this year. They said he was retired.
Yeah, he was retired because no one would sign him.
But he didn't play last year, or he did play last year?
He did play last year.
So the retirement was kind of a BS retirement.
Yeah. It's kind of like when nobody signs you and you can't play any longer because no one signs you. Well, I guess you're retired.
Because, you know, I got a good one for you. Take this on a personal question. Right. Tebow getting to play in the minors. So you could be a third string quarterback on an NFL team, go through all the work,
right.
Or you could sit in the minors hitting a baseball.
Bo Jackson did it.
Kind of fun, man. I'd rather play every day than.
Bo Jackson did it.
Bo Jackson did it. 8 days a
year. Bo Jackson did it because he told Tampa not to draft him because they screwed up his eligibility at Auburn.
Right. And he's never going to see a hike, you know, unless something.
A what?
He won't get a hike in the NFL.
Tebow?
Yeah.
Well, the Dolphins are thinking about it. But you know what?
How bad is Tannehill?
No, he's injured.
But I mean, how badly?
Gone. For the year.
Oh, for the whole year?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I just
yeah,
had
he's, no, he's, no, no, no. He's, didn't, haven't you been paying attention? But yeah, think about
not
that.
To the
so, I mean, the Dolphins, people were saying, you know, this is the year they might make some moves. No, you have Jay Cutler as your quarterback, okay?
Dun, da, da, da.
All right, this is a guy, I mean, this is a guy who John Elway said had too big of an ego. Okay.
John Elway.
Exactly. Seriously, think about that for a second.
Oh, my God.
Elway, that horse-faced son of a bitch who ruined my franchise, the Baltimore Colts, he thinks Cutler has too big of an ego.
Does my
really? Seriously? Sir, that's like J Lo telling you know, telling Mariah Carey she has too big of an ego. I was like, really?
But you know how good are the? I think the surrounding players of Miami aren't that bad. I think they had a pretty good year last year for all the quarterback troubles that they had. I mean, it wasn't great. Obviously, New England took it off, but took off with it. But it's definitely you know, Cutler,
they were heading in the right way,
right?
And Tannehill
and all the other players, can they make up for Cutler? That's going to be
Tannehill bad. Wasn't that bad.
No, I'm not saying Tannehill. I'm talking about, but he got hurt. Wasn't he hurt like in the middle of the year?
No, Tannehill was okay last year. Seriously.
No, when did he get messed up his leg?
Last week. Oh. You were here when it happened.
I was.
Yeah, you were. I wouldn't lie to you about something like
wait
that.
Wait a minute. I was here last week?
Yeah, sorry to say. Yeah, believe me, yeah, the audience is saying that geez. As well.
Don't tell the cops.
I wouldn't dare. Yeah. You know, I got news for that Miranda Escobedo thing. That was built just for you, my friend. Just for you.
What is that? If I don't understand anything, I can never be put in jail?
No, the Miranda Escobedo rights, you have the right to remain silent.
Oh,
that was until 1967, though.
Well, that implies I can still talk.
Boy, see, you're trying to be funny. It doesn't work.
I actually say that to cops. I'm not kidding.
You know where the term cops come from, right?
Nope. Badge. Oh, copper badge. Yeah.
Copper badge, yeah. Magic has me in its spell. Real quick, we're going to give you your standings in the American League East. Boston up 3 on the Yankees, 5.5 on Tampa, 7.5 on the O's. Toronto doesn't matter anymore. Central, Cleveland, 2.5 up on Kansas City, Twinkies 6, 8.5 on Detroit, Chicago, pack it in.
Yeah.
Unless, barring a plane crash, we know where Houston is right now. NL East, Washington up 13 on Miami, 14.5 on Atlanta. The rest we don't care about. On Central, Cubs, half a game Milwaukee coming back.
Great.
Milwaukee, a half game out. 3.5 St. Louis, I told you about them. Pirates, 4.5 in the West. Once again, barring a plane crash, 15.5 against Colorado and Arizona next. Colorado and Arizona, they're up in the wild card by 5.5 over Milwaukee. But the one that gets me, in the American League, Tampa and the Evil Empire in there. But, you know, this is one of those surprises.
All three of those teams lost. Milwaukee, Zona, and...
But check this out. Here you go. American League wild card. Okay, Kansas City and the Yankees are 1-2. Yankees
yep.
And Tampa's half a game. Seattle's 1.5.
Yep.
Seattle.
They made the big trade.
I know, but making a trade doesn't bring up the rent. But they had 2.5 with Baltimore, 3 with the Halos, 3.5 with Minnesota, Texas 4.5, unbelievably. Toronto, 5, 6 for Detroit, 8 for Oakland. Believe it or not, 15.5 for the White Sox. National League after Milwaukee at 5, St. Louis at 8, Pittsburgh at 9, Miami 10, 11.5 for Atlanta, San Francisco 20.
There you go.
Philadelphia 22, but the magic numbers are both 31.
I can't wait for spring training.
Honest to God.
The Niners. Oh, wait, no, spring training.
I forgot, who's their quarterback this year?
Oh, Hoyer. Oh, that was a setup, was it? Say that with the evil. I hope Kaepernick's your starter.
He should be. The guy took you to the Super Bowl, for Christ's sake, and came within one play of winning it.
Oh, absolutely. Except he did that stupid little doohickey pass into the corner of the end zone, which I hate when it's done by any team.
Why'd they call a play?
Because it's a little flick. You're hoping the guy broke free from
the other team gets paid, too.
Yeah.
Any event, kids, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM, God knows what channel we're on tonight. Got an update next. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, like I said, TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM, whatever, 1-800-878-7529. Under the old black magic called love, in a spin, love is a spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love, under the old black magic called love.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
So on August 6th, Cabby, obviously it was the, I guess that would be the 72nd anniversary of the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima. The name of the plane that dropped it, Colonel Tippett.
Enola Gay.
It was named after his mother. Paul Tippett was the cat. And 3 days later, of course, in Nagasaki, was the Fat Boy was dropped. On Hiroshima. Fat Boy was dropped on Nagasaki. What was the name of the plane that dropped the second bomb?
You know what? I'm impressed. I got the first one, but I have no
Boxcar. B-O-C-K-S.
I was going to guess the same plane.
But here's the truth. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he was a salesman in Japan. And on August 6th that morning, he takes a train to Hiroshima. And he gets there, and he's literally not there like 10 minutes. You know, you were saying the bomb was, you know, about 1,800 feet in the air when it blew up.
Right. And it's a spray type thing.
So, it takes him 3 days to get home, obviously. You know, the rail lines are out, and the phone lines are down.
You got to walk.
It's a hike. It's
take a cab.
So he gets there, and he gets to Nagasaki, and he wasn't there. He was there less than half an hour, and the second one went off.
But he survived.
He survived both. He's the only person to have been in town for both. Only person they know of, living or dead. Okay, but can you imagine that argument with his wife? Where were you, honey? I was in Nagasaki. Didn't you? Because the TV is no TV or radio. And I was in Hiroshima, and they're just boom. Yeah. Who is she? No, sweetie, I swear. Told you. I know. No,
that is weird.
Yeah, I could see someone. I could see the white man. Really? Come on. Yeah, that's it. I'm sick of you, man. Who are you seeing? What's her name? No, honey, really. There's a bomb. Really? Boom.
You wouldn't know when this guy passed away, would you?
It was fairly recently. It was fairly, like, within the last 10 years.
Yeah, because radiation poisoning is different.
No, no, he lived a fairly normal life for the rest of his life, as normal as it could be, I guess.
Yeah, as long as you're indoors.
I guess the update isn't happening, kids, but we're going to let you know that those idiots at the USA Network next with the alternative facts. God help you. This is Sports Overnight America.